The role is you act as the go-between for all three services on the national government body within the LTA Council. And really, I was selected for that role, primarily linked to the participation, an increase in participation, which I've worked on within the Army itself. So I'm currently the chairman of the Intercorps League, and we've redesigned the league and split it into two leagues to try and increase participation. And probably because of that, then we're actually looking to see how we can develop that across all three services. And of course, part of the British Tennis strategy is to increase participation. So I'm hoping we can align ourselves much closer to that strategy.
So really, you're the voice for the armed forces to the Lawn Tennis Association?
Yeah, I act as a go-between, and I will sit in as a council member, and if they need you for meetings, and then you can go and represent the three services on whatever relevant meeting linked to whatever strategy they're going to take forward.
So once you take out the position then, in the new year, what are going to be your aims then for the future of forces tennis?
Well, certainly there's two things. I think I've already mentioned participation, and I think that goes hand in hand. But I think also is looking at increasing British tennis membership. We have a lot of service personnel that play tennis, whether it's weekly, whether it's in the regular leagues, and most of them are probably not British tennis members. So it's something which we can develop and certainly increase the overall British tennis members, even if it's only by a few hundred people. And I witnessed last week, I saw a tournament here, and we had 50 Gurkha soldiers on the tennis court at Aldershot here. And again, I would expect most of them are not British tennis members. So there's a whole group of people in the armed forces that are playing and are not part of, and not actually British tennis members at the moment. So I think that's something which we can develop.
I mean, tennis within the army is on the up, isn't it? Because you've had quite a good turnout this year for the Summer League, the Intercourt League, because you're the chairman of that league. There's certainly been more playing.
Yeah, there is. All the leagues are playing, and we're actually trying to create more opportunities. We've got a ladies tournament again. We ran it last year in September, and we're having a separate ladies try tournament on the 12th or 13th of September, and as a result, hopefully we'll get more ladies participating as well. So, but again, tennis is a mixed sport, as you can see here today. We've got mixed doubles as well, so it's completely integrated as well.
Is it a case of getting the message across that it isn't elitist sport? Because I think some people may think tennis is an elitist sport, you've got to be really top form to be able to take part in championships like this, but you've got a complete mix here.
Yeah, and we've got everything, novices here, and actually novices participate in the league as well. So even though they're representing their own cause, it's actually about participation. We get people just to come along and play, just to represent their team. So it's not all about elitist, and hence the difference in the A and B leagues. And therefore, the teams that haven't got the superstars in can still compete. So, yeah, it isn't about that. And it's certainly not an officer sport. We probably have more soldiers play tennis than we've got officers.
So you taking up this new position with LTA, the UK Armed Forces Councillor. What would you say then to the forces, not just the Army, but the RAF Navy, those that are listening thinking, do I want to take up tennis and never really picked up a racket? What would you say to encourage them?
Oh, well, I mean, it's a fantastic sport. And it doesn't matter how old you are. And if you look here again today, we've got novice entry competitions. We've got the sort of Army Championships and the inter-services at the pinnacle. We've got lots of veterans competitions. So it's across all ages and all genders as well. And, of course, there's the development as well with the disability sport as well, because obviously linked through the Invictus Games. So that's developing. So there's fantastic opportunities across all three services. And, again, the name. Navy and RAF competitions are on simultaneously now, their championships, and that will take us all into the inter-services together, which is a fantastic event at Edgbaston.